Bezras Hashem Yizvarech, today's daf is Dalid in Maseches Yuma. We are going to continue with the analysis of Daf Gimel Amud Beis, and that is the source for the requirement of Prisha of the Kohen Gadol 7 days before Yom HaKippurim that we learned in our Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. And we have a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish in regards to what is the source. Lakish disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan. Let's start with Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, because Rabbi Yochanan was the first that we encountered already very early on in our Masechta that says that we learn from the Pasuk that's written by the Miluim, where the Torah HaKdosha describes, Kasher asaba yom hazet tziva Hashem lasos l'chaper alechem, quoted 10 lines from the bottom on Beis Amud Aleph, that we learn that when it came to the Miluim, that there was a requirement of Prisha for 7 days, l'chaper kanoteitz yom kippurim, that is the argument of Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish on the bottom of yesterday's daf on Gimel Amud Beis says we learn out the Prisha from Har Sinai, that the Torah HaKdosha describes that the Shekhinah dwelt on Har Sinai for 6 days prior to Kabbalah HaTorah, and that was to tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to separate himself for 6 days before Maimon Har Sinai. And that, Reish Lakish says, is the source. The Gemara today will continue with Rabbi Yochanan challenging Reish Lakish. Amar Rabbi Yochanan the Reish Lakish. B'shleim l'didi. According to me, I'm good. The alfina mi miluyim that I learned from the miluyim. Hainu desanya, that's the meaning behind the braisa on the Afchesa Meralf. Zeh v'zeh mezin alav kol shiva. That the halacha is that they did a hazah all 7 days, both for Yom HaKippurim, which is our subject, as well as for Sreifas HaParah. They would do a hazah all 7 days on the Kohen Gadol, or the one who Sreif the Parah. Mikol Chatos Shayusham. From the Efer HaParah that was in the Migdash. Dehavi Nami Hazah B'Miluyim. Just like when it came to the Miluyim, that there was a Chiyuv as well to do hazah. El Dilidit The Alfs Misinai, Hazah Bisinai Mihavoy, was there a Hazah in Har Sinai? There wasn't. Since it wasn't Hazah, so then why is it that there is a requirement of Hazah? It must be that we learn from the Miluyim, and not, argues Rabbi Yochanan, from Sinai. Amar Lei, Reish Lakish says back to Rabbi Yochanan, Li Tamech, Minicha B'Miluyim? Is it simple to learn from the Miluyim? Dam! By the Miluyim, it was Dam! Hachamayim. Here, when it comes to the Hazah, it's from the Efer of the Chatas, the May Efer Chatas, in contrast to the Miluyim, where it was the Dam of the Karbanos, as the Pasuk says, Vayikach Moshe Mishem Namishchem Nadam Asher Al Mizbeach, Vayaz Al Aaron Val Begodov. So it's from the blood of the Karbanos, and therefore there's no comparison as well. Rabbi Yochanan responds, Holokasha, that would not be difficult. The Tani Rabbi Chia, Nechnesu Mayim Tachas Dam. That the Gzeres HaKosim was that it's done through Mayim as opposed through Dam. El Dedach, Hazah B'Sinai Mi'avoy. There wasn't Hazah at all. Amele Ma'ila Ba'alma. That Chiyuv is only an extra Ma'ala, but Eina Chanami, it's not learned from the Prisha of Maimin Har Sinai, and then therefore it's not part of the inherent Dinim of Prisha. The Gemara continues, 8 lines from the top of Dalad Amalaf, Tanya Kavasid Rabbi Yochanan, Tanya Kavasid Reish Lakish. We have both a Braisa in accordance with Rabbi Yochanan, as well as a Braisa in accordance with Reish Lakish. Tanya Kavasid Rabbi Yochanan, Bezois Yavayarin El HaKoydesh. The Lashon of Bezois is very interesting. B'masha Amor B'inyin, with this, that I already mentioned before, Mahi, what is that talking about? B'inyin de Miluyim. It's referring to the Miluyim. Uma Amor B'inyin de Miluyim, and what was said in regards to the Miluyim. Aaron Piresh Shiva Vishimish Yom Echad, Umasha Moselo Kol Shiva. Aaron separated for 7 days, and for 1 day he was Mishamish by the actual Chanukah Samizbeach, and Moshe gave over to him. Here it means he taught him all 7 days, Kedai Lechancho Avoida, Vafla Dairais, Kayin Godel Pir Shiva, Umashamish Yom Echad, Ushne Talmideh Chacham, Mitalmidav Shel Moshe, an amazing expression. The two Talmideh Chacham that's going to appear later on in the Mishnayis that are supposed to teach him, they are like the students of Moshe Rabbeinu. They are taking the place of Moshe Rabbeinu, teaching him the Torah. So that's the parallel. Bezois, the same exact way by the Miluyim, where creating the miluyim themselves for Yom HaKippurim. This, of course, in Machshava, begs a lot of ideas, and that is that somehow the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is a reincarnation of the miluyim themselves, and that requires further elaboration, but is not part of the pshat in the daf. La fuke tzedukin, these talmidim were to exclude the tzedukin. Most from kol shiva, they give these talmidei chacham over to the kohen gadol all 7 days. Kedei lechan chol ba'avodim. From here we learn shiva yom kodem yom kippurim. Mafrishin kohen gadol mibeso lishkas parhedrin. That you separate the kohen gadol to the lishkas parhedrin. Kshem shem mafrishin kohen gadol, kach mafrishin kohen hasar v'sapara lilishka shal pnei habira tzafona mizracha. The same applies also to the Kohen Hasarif Hapar. Vechazeh, vechazeh. And therefore it would follow that just like the Miluyim, there is Hazah, Mazin Alav, Kol Shiva, Mikol Chatol Shayisham. Vim Tomar, and if you're going to ask, B'Miluyim Dam, Hachamayim, that why is it that by the Miluyim it was done, the Hazah was done with the Dam of the Karbonas. Hachamayim, here it's done with water. Amrit, Nichnesu Mayim, Tachaz Dam. That Mayim somehow took the place of Dam. The Gemara does not explain exactly why, but the Mayim does take the place of Dam, the Braisa spells out. Va'aymer, and the Braisa concludes, this we see in the Pasuk, Kasher asa be'yom hazeh, tziv Hashem lasos l'chaper aleichem, lasos elu maise para, l'chaper elu maise yom hakipurim. That is reminiscent to the drasha that we had on Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara now asks that this drush of bezos is difficult. V'hai bezos m'boile l'gufei. No, that's not the way to understand this whole braisa. Tanya kavasei Rabbi Yochanan that we learned 10 lines from the top, where we quoted the pasuk bezos yovei aron el hakodesh. This bezos, we need it for the simple meaning of the pasuk. What's bezos? That he should come with this. That's bepar ben bakar l'chatos v'ayel ha'ola. Says the Gemara, Amri, ila karmen l'chudei. If it was just talking about the carbon, then it's lema kara bazeh. The pasuk should say specifically bazeh, not bezois. Oy be'ela or be'ela, both of those are lashon zachar, because what Aaron HaKohen is bringing are carbonos that are zachar. So then, my bezois, shamas minei, tariti. It's coming to tell you two things. My va'oymer, why did the Bryson then conclude, and the pasuk says, kasher osa be'yom hazeh, as we saw 6 lines above, in the Oz Vahadar by the small bays, first thing on the line, says, Kasher. Why does it say, Ve'omer, and that Pasuk, V'chite, Emi Yom HaKippurim, Kamo, Dubai, Prisha, Kedashman, Bibliluim, Avli Yom HaKippur, Lo, maybe, Dalma, Lo. Maybe you would have argued that this Bezais is coming to tell us that there's a requirement of Prisha only when it came to the first Yom HaKippurim, but all the other Yom HaKippurim not. And that's why we need the Pasuk, Kasher, Osa, Be'yom HaZeh, to tell you, for future generations, the Alma as well. Inami Kohen Gadol Kamu Dabai Prisha. Only the first Kohen Gadol would need Prisha. In other words, Aaron HaKohen, he would require Prisha. Kedashchan Bimiluim. Like we see by the Miluim, we add parenthetically. Avo Kohen Gadol Ba'alma Lo, but Kohen Gadol itself, maybe not. Tashma Kasher Asa. No, it applies to all Kohanim Gedolim as well. Gemara continues, so that was the support to Rabbi Yochanan. But there's also a support for Reish Lakish. Tanya Kavasid Reish Lakish. We also learn according to Reish Lakish. Moshe Allah Ba'anan Viniskase, Ba'anan Viniskadish, Ba'anan Kedele Kabel, Teir Li Yisrael B'Kedusha. Moshe Rabbeinu went up in a cloud. He was covered in a cloud. So much here in Machshava that could be added. He was sanctified in a cloud. Kedei, in order that he should mekabel Torah for Klal Yisrael B'Kedusha. The cloud being significant. Shneimar ve'yishkon kvod Hashem al Har Sinai. Achar Aseres Hadibros. This description took place after the Aseres Hadibros. Sheyutchilo la'arboim yom. And it took place in the beginning of the 40 days. In other words, it took place after Matan Torah. Dear Rabbi Yossi Aglili. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva says no. This pasuk as well. Va'yishkon kvod Hashem al Har Sinai. Was after the cloud covered for 6 days, but still prior to Matan Torah. It took place prior to Matan Torah, Rabbi Akiva says. Vayishkon kvod Hashem, Meirosh Chodesh, Vayechaseu Lahar, Vayikrael Moshe, it called to Moshe, Vechol Yisrael Omdin, Velo Ba'akasov, Elo Lechale Kavod LeMoshe. And the Kriya before Matan Torah was not to tell us anything aside from giving kavod to Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, we haven't yet proven exactly how we're going to get a raya to Reish Lakish, but we need to continue to analyze this machlokis between Rabbi Yossi Haglili and Rabbi Akiva. And before we do that, we have two opinions within Rabbi Yossi Haglili, who said that it took place afterwards, when the pasuk that we quoted on the bottom of our Amud, Vayishkon Kvayot Hashem al Har Sinai, we have a machlokis here between Rabbi Yossi Haglili and Rabbi Akiva, and we have two more opinions that are within the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Rabbi Nosson Omer, Lo Akosav El Marek Achila Vishtiya Shebimeyav Losomo Kemalachei Hashoris. The pasuk is describing after Matan Torah that the intestines of Moshe Rabbeinu had to be cleaned out, so you should be on the Madrega Malachei Hashoris, and that's what it means when we describe the Prisha of Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, and here we're getting to a critical point in terms of Rabbi Reish Lakish Ishita, and that is that Moshe was Pirish after Matan Torah. However, the Pasuk is describing the requirement of Prisha not for preparation, but rather El Lamarek Achil Vishtiya Shebimeyav Lasumo Kemalachei Hashoreis, to clean Moshe Rabbeinu's insides out so that he should be like Malachei Hashoreis. Ah, so now we're seeing that the approach of Prisha is not to get ready for Ma'amid Har Sinai. And this is really also going to be the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Haglili in his understandings of Vayishkon Kvod Hashem al Har Sinai. That's also after Aseres HaDibros. And then it's going to connect, here's the heads up, it's going to connect to the Shita of Reish Lakish, who says that we don't learn from the Miluyim, but rather we learn from Ma'amid Har Sinai. Here, Rabbi Nosson is saying that the prisha is not being done beforehand, like Rabbi Yossi Haglili had said. Rabbi Soi ben Cheresh Amelova Akosav El Layim Alov Kadesh Tei Teira Nitenes Beema Bereses Ubezeya. The pasuk describes after Matan Torah and Moshe Rabbeinu was Poresh, like Rabbi Yossi Haglili and Rabbi Nosson had said afterwards, to emphasize that when you internalize Torah, it has to be done in the appropriate fear. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Ivdu es Hashem biyira vigilu bira'ada, a beautiful pasuk in Tehillim in Perek Beis. My vigilu bira'ada, to rejoice in trembling. Amar Rav Ada Bar Masa, Amar Rav, b'makom gila shamtei ra'ada, a beautiful expression that there needs to be rejoicing and trembling at the same time. Fantastically deep ideas. Now the Gemara begins to bring back, as we alluded to, this machlokes tanoim with Reish Lakish's source, that we learn the chiyuv of Prisha for Yom HaKippurim from Prisha prior to Ma'amid Har Sinai. According to Rabbi Yossi Haglili, the chiyuv Prisha is not prior to Aseres HaDibros, but rather is based on the requirement of Prisha before going into the Machne Shechina. This is what Rashi alludes to in Dibra HaMaschil Zem Maiseh. And then Rabbi Yossi Haglili is the Gemara's intention when the Gemara says, Tanya Kavasa de Reish Lakish, the position of Rabbi Yossi Haglili is similar to Reish Lakish. Now both the Tosas are Rosh, as well as Tosas earlier in Dibra HaMaschil, Tanya, point out that the Raya is not entirely a Raya that every time the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim does Avodah, he needs Prisha, but we do see that Moshe Rabbeinu did need Prisha before speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we equate the two. Be'ezer Hashem, we will stop over here. I need to go learn with the Talmidim in the Beis Medrash and Mechavrusa, as I found a quiet corner in Netiv Aryeh overlooking the Kotel HaMaravi. It's actually relatively full right now. A lot of tourists. So I had a few minutes to be able to learn with you the Daf, and Be'ezer Hashem will pick up in a few hours for Amud Beis. We'll pick up already, we're quite into Amud Beis already, about 10 lines in, with B'mai Kamifligi, about an analysis of what exactly Rabbi Yossi Haglili and Rabbi Akiva are fighting about. But right now, Rabbi Yossi Haglili seems to be, with limitations, in consonance with the position of Reish Lakish, that the Chiyuv of Prisha we can learn from Ma'amid Har Sinai, because before Moshe Rabbeinu was Poresh, went to learn with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was Poresh. So too, the Kohen Gadol, before he encounters HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is also supposed to be Poresh.
The Gemara continues discussing that the Machlokes Rabbi Yossi Haglili and Rabbi Akiva revolves around a basic issue that comes up in Masechet Shabbos. We discussed this previously in our Daf Yomi, and that is exactly what day was Kabbalah Satorah. Says the Gemara, Maika Mifli, what's behind the Machlokes between Rabbi Yossi Haglili and Rabbi Akiva? But Plukta Dahane Tanoi, it's dependent on a different Machlokes Tanoim. The Sanya we learned in Brais, Shishi B'Chodesh, Nitna Torah L'Yisrael. On the 6th of Sivan, the Tanakhama holds, that's when Kabbalah Satorah was. Rabbi Yossi Omer, B'Shiva Boy. Rabbi Yossi says it took place on the 7th. Manda Omer, B'Shisha. The one who says it took place on the 6th of Sivan, B'Shisha Nitna, U'B'Shiva Allah. It was given on the 6th, and on the 7th, Moshe Rabbeinu went up. T'chsiv, V'yikra Moshe B'Yom HaShvi. Mandam Rabishiva, the Gemara continues 3 lines into Dalet Amabez as we continue recording on the bus ride going through the Derech Minarot, the tunnel roads where Jewish blood was spilled not many years ago, and now Baruch Hashem is our daily commute home from the old city as we pass through the tunnel. Manda Amar Bishiva Nitna Teir. During the on the 7th, the Torah was given Ubishiva Allah, and he also went up on the 7th. Tichsiv VaYikra Moshe BeYom HaShvi. Now the Gemara plugs it in. Rabbi Yossi Haglili Savar LaKetana Kama. Rabbi Yossi Haglili, who is of the opinion, who holds that Moshe was Poirish 6 days before his going up to Har Sinai, Savar LaKetana Kama. He's going to be working within the Tanakhama, the Omer B'Shisha B'Chodesh Nitna Torah, that says that on the 6th day the Torah was given, Hilkach Zeha Yemaisa Acher Aseres Hadibris. Therefore, the case of the cloud covering the Har was talking about after Maimit Har Sinai, the Aseres Hadibris. And this is how you should read the Pasuk. Vayishkoin Kvayt Hashem al Har Sinai Vechaseu Anan Sheishes Yamim. The covering of Har Sinai was Limoisha. That was for Moshe. That's what the Torah is describing. Vayikra Moshe b'yom hashvi, when it called to Moshe, so then, l'kibule shar Torah. That's in regards to telling him to be mekabel the rest of the Torah, in other words, aside from the Aseres Hadibros. The Is al-Kadaitach, and you have to learn this way. Because if you're going to learn, Vayishka and Kvayt Hashem, Mirosh Chodesh, that's talking about from Rosh Chodesh, Vayechaseu Hanan Lahar, and Vayechaseu Hanan does not mean to Moshe, but means the mountain, that it was for 6 days, until the 6th of Sivan. Vayikra Moshe B'yom HaShvi, and then Moshe was called on the 7th, L'kibule Aseres Hadibros HaKabilu, but wasn't he already Mekabalit Mishisha from the 6th day? Another question, Vohi Stalik, Anon Mishisha, the cloud already left from the 6th of Sivan. So how could it be that Moshe called, or was called, on the 7th day Mitoch Anon? It must be that the Pasuk is talking about after Matan Torah, and the cloud covered Moshe, and not the mountain. And we see from here that the Pasuk is making reference to Moshe Rabbeinu being Pirish, starting with the cloud coming onto him after the Aseres Hadibros. And that Cheshbon begins with the Torah being given on the 6th of Sivan. Rabbi Akiva savar like Rabbi Yossi, but Rabbi Akiva disagrees. He goes like Rabbi Yossi, to Amar B'Shiva B'Chodesh Nitna Torah L'Yisrael, that holds that the Torah was given on the 7th. And therefore, he could explain the Pasuk, Vayikra Moshe B'Yom HaShvi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him to be Mekabel, the Aseres Hadibros. And the 6 days that are referred to in the Pasuk, in contrast to the position of Rabbi Yossi Haglili, those 6 days are talking about before Matan Torah. And those 6 days, the cloud covered the Har. And the meaning of the Pasuk of Vayishkon Kvod Hashem al Har Sinai is from Rosh Chodesh Sivan. And during that period, the cloud covered the mountain. Vayikra Moshe B'Yom HaShvi is the 7th of Sivan, and that was the time of Kabbalah HaTorah. Of course, Rabbi Yossi Haglili, who says that there was a Prisha beforehand, cannot learn the Pasuk that way, and he learns the Pasuk referring to Kabbalah HaTorah on the 6th day. Analyzes the Gemara further. Bishlem Rabbi Akiva, Hainun de Mishkachas Lo B'Shiva Asur Tamis Nishtabru Aluchos. the Cheshbon works, the famous tradition that we have, which is mentioned in the Mishnah, in Maseches Tainis and Daf Chavav, that on the 17th of Tammuz, Luchos were broken. So then the Cheshbon goes like this. Esen Varbo de Sivan, you have 24 days of Sivan. Veshitzer de Tammuz, Malu Arbo Yom, that's exactly 40 days. Dehav Ba'ar, that he was on the mountain. Ubeshiv Sever Tammuz Nachis, and on the 17th of Tammuz, he went down. V'asav et avrinu luchas, and then Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchas. El Rabbi Yosef Aglili, d'amar shisha d'prisha. According to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, that says that the pasuk then counts 6 days of prisha. V'arbo en dehar, and then he was 40 days on the mountain. Ad asmatos b'tamos loit for luchas. You need to add another 6 days, and then Shivas, then the breaking of the luchas not take place in Shivas or B'tamos. Court discalculation, it will be on the 23rd of Tammuz. Amalcha Rabbi Yosef Aglili, Rabbi Yosef Aglili will answer you. Arbon dahar bahadi shisha deprisha. No, when we come to the calculations of making the 40 days, included in those 40 days are the 6 days of prisha where he actually was not in Shemaim, but he was pyresh on Har Sinai before his preparation to go up to heaven. We continue halfway through the wide lines on Dalet Amud Beis. Amar Mar Vayikra El Meisha Meisha V'Chol Yisrael Oimdin. The pasuk says that Moshe was called by Yom HaShvi, and the meaning of the pasuk is Moshe v'Chol Yisrael were standing. In other words, it's not only referring to Moshe Rabbeinu; it's referring to also Klal Yisrael. Analyzes the Gemara, Nesayilah the Rebbe Lazar. It's proof to the position of Rebbe Lazar. The Amar Rebbe Lazar v'Yikra Moshe, Moshe v'Chol Yisrael Einden v'Ba'akosuv Elo Lach Lekavu the Moshe.
The pasuk is coming to along and emphasizing Moshe to show us the chashivus of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now the Gemara deals with the assumption over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called to Moshe and all of Klal Yisrael. Meisive, is that really true that he called to Klal Yisrael as well? Kol loy, kol elav. The pasuk would have been enough to say loy. What does it mean to say when it says elav? When it says vayishmas hakol medaber elav? Moshe shama v'chol Yisrael lo shamu. The Brisa says the opposite, that Moshe heard and all the Klal Yisrael did not hear. Answers the Gemara, no question at all. Ha b'Sinai ha b'ol moed. At Har Sinai, all of Klal Yisrael heard. However, as Rashi al Torah describes in the pasuk on Bamidbar Zayin pasuk peites, that's talking about Moshe in the ol moed, and there Klal Yisrael didn't hear. V'ibayisem, or else, the Gemara says, maybe for some reason you would equate it to. Lo'ikasha ha'bekriya ha'bedibur. There's a difference between kriya, when it says, v'yikra l'moshe b'yom ha'shvi, so then, in such a case, all of Klal Yisrael heard, but bedibur, there, all of Klal Yisrael did not. The Gemara brings other limudim about Moshe Rabbeinu and the cloud at Har Sinai. Rebbe Zika rami kroi kamei to Rebbe Lazar. Rabbi Zrika asked from one pasuk against another to Rabbi Lazar, Va'amila Amar Rabbi Zrika Shrebbe Lazar Rami. And some say that Rabbi Zrika quoted in the name of Rabbi Lazar. Ksiv, on one hand, the pasuk says, V'yachal Moshe lova Eloyim Moed, Ki Shachein Alav Ha'anan. One pasuk says that Moshe wasn't able to come to El Moed because the cloud was resting there. Uksiv, Vayava Moshe B'Soch Ha'anan. And then it says that Moshe did go inside the Anan. Milamin Shetavsa HaKosh Baruch Hu Moshe V'yu Ba'anan. So the Gemara explains that must be HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamish grabbed him. He wasn't able to go in on his own, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu grabbed him. Similarly, Dvei Bishvol, Tamar Nehme Kam B'toich V'Nehme Lahalan B'soich, V'yavoyu B'nei Yisrael B'soich Hayom, Ma Lahalan Shvil, just like there was a path inside the ocean, V'chsiv V'amayim Lahem Choma Afkan Shvil, so too there was a path in the cloud. Since today's daf was quite long, we will stop over here, Be'ezer Hashem, and we will post another file, Be'ezer Hashem Yisparach, for the halacha from the daily daf. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Dalid in Maseches Yuma.